You are listening live to the Rolling Nation Radio Show Network, broadcasting high atop the Squire Student Center penthouse on Mondays from 2 to 3:30 on the WUVIT radio for everyone, including the Rolos. We are the Virginia Tech Police Department Residence Life Resource Officers that work in a community policing partnerships with Housing and Residence Life. We will play a plethora of amazing and not so amazing songs on Wax Records. Kenny Ball, it's time for you to take over.
It is?
Well, Keith, that was, an awesome performance for our 10.5 listeners out there. If you're listening, we would like you to text, call, you know, I don't care, smoke signals. Tell us how you felt about that performance. Could it have been slower, deeper? What was your feeling, Engineer Sean?
What are you trying to do here? Why are you doing this to our Keith?
It's all about the entertainment, Engineer Sean.
The entertainment? This doesn't...
It makes me do that, okay. Let me play my slow love songs.
Arkeef, I think that's a round of cowbell. Can I get a little cowbell from you?
Sean's not a big fan of the cowbell.
I'm going to go throw this thing in like a volcano.
We did get our own cowbell for the show, and occasionally we'll be playing it at every time we say cornucopia or plethora. So it'll be a lot. Kenny.
Yes.
So tell us who's on the show today.
So today we have you, John Tarter, me, and we have Arkeef. Obviously, he was the one that gave that nice introduction. And we also have Engineer Sean here today, who may bug out a little early. And then we also have our guests. So that is Jade Carcamo, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, I got that right.
Carcamo, right. Kokomo,
It's Kokomo. We were going to play that song, but some things here at the station are broke, so we're going to be playing everything on wax today. But and then we have, she is ARLC at Vauder Newman, and we also have Nicholas Martin, who's ARLC at Behringer and Miles, or most commonly referred to as BAM.
So. BAM.
The BAM, and I understand, did the Newman, were y'all going to be the Vol New or New Vol, or what? Was there a talk about that?
No, we're very official and professional, so we'll say we're Vauder and Newman.
Oh, okay, so BAM's another story. BAM is all male, is that correct?
Yes, that
is correct. We'll talk about that in a little bit. How you can contact us, if Arkeef was here, he would tell you that you can find out more about the Virginia Tech Police Department by going to police.vt.edu. Arkeef was back in the stack of records looking for slow love songs to play. You can also reach the Virginia Tech or find out about the Virginia Tech Police Department through our Facebook page, the Virginia Tech Police. We also have a Rolo Nation Facebook page, Twitter page as well, and an Instagram page, and that's R-L-R-O Nation. We call ourselves Rolos, kind of like the candy. They don't have Rolo candy, but they have Rolo candy, so... we do spell that out, RLRO Nation, so check out and like our Facebook pages and our Twitters and Instagrams, and we do not do the Snapchat as of yet. Also, the webpage for the police department, you can find out all about our programs, our RAD programs, Students Police Academy, faculty, staff, things like that. The WUVIT phone number, when the songs are played, if you'd like to call in and remark on the wonderful cowbell that you hear, that's 540-231-9888. That's 3-8s there. Our guests today. I know that I asked you to pick some songs for me. You failed me miserably. You gave me no songs. But
we weren't born in the 80s.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of people like that around here. But we still, and Engineer Sean, I want you to know that we've changed up a little bit. We've gone 70s and 80s in our advertisements now.
So that means we're going to be hearing songs from the 50s and 60s?
That were played in the
70s. Well, it's funny you ask that because I had one song for today that was 1969, so we were going to go.
Yeah.
What's our next song, Arky?
There's a song that I picked out that I really like. It's by Fleetwood Mac called Everywhere.
And it's not terror. In fact, do I know you? Have I been here before? This is a dream, right? Deja vu. Did I come here on my own? Oh, I see.
So, guests, Nick and Jade, we have a new, we were talking about ringing the cowbell every time we heard plethora or cornucopia. Now it's any time that engineer Sean makes a mistake and puts the wrong song on, we will be playing cowbell in order to punish him. So, we did get a response and feedback. They loved
Arkeef's
intro. They just loved it. It was awesome. So, we did get one fan text in our Facebook corner. Nick, can you share about the Facebook?
Absolutely. So we have a couple different Facebook pages here. First off, the VTPD page. As of last show, it had 22,527 likes. As of this week, has 22,588. So those are big numbers, and to make it easy, that represents a great increase of 61 likes, which is awesome. Another page, the Rollo Nation page, very important page. You should all like it right now. Last show it had 1,052 likes. This week it has 1,067, which again represents a great increase of 15 likes. And the WooVit page, last show had 2,800 likes. This week has 2,805, and that's an increase of 5. And the UTAPD page, last week had 23,103. This week has 23,111.
We are
which is
catching
an increase
up
of 8.
To them.
And what exactly, Kenny, is the UTAPD page?
So that's the University of Texas at Austin, who we're competing with. We were ahead of them about a year and a half ago or so, and then they did something, and I think the chief explained that last week. I don't remember exactly what he said, how they were able to catch up and surpass us, so now we're trying to do the same thing to them, surpass them. So,
you guys keep saying that thing they do where at orientation they make everybody go like them, but I remember my orientation 5 years ago, Tartar came on stage and made everybody go on the Facebook page and like the Virginia Tech Police Department.
Right.
Yeah, and the incentive was the first person to do it got a coffee mug. I didn't get the coffee mug, but I got one years later, and that was not a good prize if they were of the same quality.
Engineer Sean, we're going to talk about that during our next song on, because I have an outstanding promotional gift for the next radiothon. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to see how that can all pan out, and maybe we can get you one before you leave us. Anyway, what shift is working today?
Today, the A shift is working. Patrol Chef Lieutenant Scott Liu, Sergeant James McLean, Corporal Susie Ratcliffe, Jason Miller, Philip Johnson, Jarrett Phillips. Oh, I think I know Jarrett Phillips. Yeah, he's the young-looking one, right?
We have a couple of those now.
Anyone but Tartar, they're pretty much young. So.
Anyone but Tartar with the platinum hair. K-9 Officer Austin Sumners and K-9 Nero, K-9 Officer Robbie Ogle and K-9 Toro, Security Center Officers Charles Ratcliffe and Corporal Jason Brooks.
And Lieutenant Liu really appreciates that you mispronounced his name today. So, well, Lieutenant Liu, Good job. Thank you very much.
It's loud.
So does either one of your buildings have a Facebook page? Is that something that you could share with us?
Yeah. My community has a Facebook page. I think we have more likes than you all do. I will find out on the next song.
So it's a competition that you want to lose at? Okay. what is the Facebook page? What is it called?
It's called Botter Hall and Newman Hall.
And I'm assuming the BAM has their own BAM page?
It is called the BAM community page. So BAM community, type that in, you will find it. Yes.
Well,
Jade, are you working on coming up with something catchy like BAM?
Absolutely not. I feel like Vauder and Newman is just fine. We like to keep the traditions going here at Tech.
So. Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
Kenny, what about our VTPD Attaboy corner before we go to our next song?
So we want to congratulate our October?
Yeah, the November ones probably haven't come out yet, so we're going to stay with those.
The month. Okay, so the October 2016 Officers of the Month for A Shift is Officer Phillips, for B Shift, Officer Dunford, for C Shift, Officer Taylor, Ben Taylor, and D Shift, Officer Schultz.
And Jay, by the way, they are all young looking, by the way.
This is true. They are. Yeah.
Engineer Sean, what's the next song that you have picked out for us? Hopefully, I will not have to ring the cowbell after this song to show that you've played the wrong song. What song do you have up for us?
Tartar. You don't handle vinyl very often, but most of the time there's a label on both sides telling you which side has the songs on them.
One does it. You're right.
On the Fleetwood Mac one, this was not the case. There was a label that said other side and this side. I assume that this side was the first column, other side was the second. I was wrong, which is why we listened to Welcome to the Room by Fleetwood Mac. Now we're going to listen to our Keith's actual pick, Everywhere by Fleetwood Mac.
Thank you.
WVT would like to remind you not to drink and drive. It doesn't matter if you've had one drink or 10, if you're driving 100 miles or just one. Alcohol impairs your motor coordination, and if you get behind the wheel under the influence of alcohol, you can kill yourself or somebody else. So do everyone a favor and make sure you don't drive while under the influence of alcohol.
So, Kenny.
By the way, Arkeef's a little absent today because he's been back there looking for a certain song off a certain album. So he's on a mission, and until he finishes that mission, he's not going to come back.
Well, if he doesn't find Kokomo, we will play it next week, and we'll dedicate it to Jade, you know, every time we play the song. So, our Spotlight Officer Employee of the Week corner. Kenny, you want to take that?
Sure. So this week is Josh Ingo. He's from the Fort Chiswell area. He graduated from Old Dominion University in Norfolk with a degree in criminal justice, and he started his law enforcement career as a jailer at the NRV Regional Jail. He has a deep appreciation for rap music on his way to work and enjoys the hard rock as well. Pretty obvious you wrote this, Tarter, because it has a lot of these in it. He's a connoisseur of the Lunchable meals. He goes out of his way to make contacts with RAs and residents in his adopt-a-halls. And yesterday at the VT's women basketball game, a VT rescue member spoke to
me,
you, John, about how professional Ingo is on calls that they have worked together. So thank you, Josh, for your amazing work.
And have you met the Ingo?
No, I have not.
Okay, we'll work that out. Nick, okay. What about you?
I have not.
Well, can y'all tell us who your adopt-a-hall officers are? Because yeah, this semester you've seen a lot that have come to your meetings and things like that. Mm-hmm. Nick, who's your adopt-a-hall officer today? Ben Taylor is who I've seen there before.
Ben Taylor, and then there is one other, because Behringer and Miles have two different officers.
Yeah, probably. Depending on if it's assigned by shift and things. Jake?
Mine is Officer Weaver, and I think it's Nicole Fulgar, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. And you said Jared Phillips, also you've seen him in the building once or twice, maybe three or four times.
Yes.
That leads us into our next segment, our guest corner. Kenny, you want to take question one?
Okay, so whoever wants to go first, when was the last time you listened to The Woovit or the Rollo Nation radio show? Why or why not?
The last time I listened to it was when Amanda Egan and Stephen Hettinger were here.
That wasn't too long ago.
I think that was like before Elise.
Yeah, wasn't too long ago. How about you?
Well, the last time I listened was actually when Elise and Scott were on.
I said that wasn't too long ago either. So see, we're all about getting listeners, and that's how we end up getting listeners, is to put people as guests on here that other people will tune in and listen to. So
we also scrape the bottom of the barrel to get people as well, so feel privileged. Question two. Who did you get to listen to the show today? Moms, dads, aunts, other states,
other res lifers,
countries, pets, anything. We take anything here.
We have hit the other res lifers good. So all of the other coordinators. We also let our cohort know, the second year grad students in the Higher Education Student Affairs Master's program here.
Ryan Beck. He's in the second year master's program, and he says he's listening. My friend from Johns Hopkins all the way in Baltimore is listening to us as well.
I believe Officer Jared Phillips is listening as well, too. Number three, Nick, can you give us a comprehensive analysis of your life in 1 minute?
No, that is going to be a challenge, and I think to best describe my life, so I have moved around a little bit, grew up in Ohio, spent the first 18 years of my life in that state, and went to Ohio State. So sad news today about the events happening there, the incident. But really enjoyed my time there, was there for 5 years, majored in hospitality management, graduated in 2014. After that, went out to Colorado, worked for a year. I was at a small university out there in Southwest Colorado, a lot of fun, really enjoyed my time there. Then I came to Virginia Tech for to pursue my master's in higher education and student affairs. So it's been a ride. Before that, I don't think there's anything to note of my cow days. So yeah.
Cowbell means it's time to cut it off.
That's it. That's
but
it.
I do have one thing to say. I have noticed that alumni from Ohio State never say it like I've heard other people say it. They don't say the Ohio State.
Jade always gives me a hard time for that because she calls it the Ohio State. She's an honorary alumni, in case you all did not know. She did not go to Ohio State, but I took her on a personal visit, gave her a personal tour. So.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
See?
What about you? What is your comprehensive analysis?
Well, I was born in Honduras, but I grew up in Jersey City, New Jersey. I went to a small private high school there, about like 200 kids. Then I went to Rutgers to pursue my degree in public health. After Rutgers, I worked at James Madison for a year in a substance abuse prevention program for the Rockingham County in Harrisonburg City. Worked closely with law enforcement there. And then I came to Virginia Tech to pursue my master's in higher ed and student affairs. Last year I served Johnson community, and this year I'm serving Vauder and Newman. And yeah, my time here is almost over.
You know, Kenny, Jade and I share a common love of the cowbell, but we also have a deep appreciation for the fact that I lived in the Bayonne, New Jersey, right beside Jersey.
Oh yeah.
Jersey City.
Mm-hmm.
And so might have been there back in the day when you were there, or maybe you probably weren't even born when I was there.
Probably.
Maybe more accurate. Yeah.
Looking at the color of your hair, probably not.
You're from Jersey, Tartar.
Well, I was temporarily. I was.
This explains so much.
Arkeed, you've been gone from the show for quite a while. Do you want to step up to the mic and tell us what about this next song and how it spoke to you?
What next song?
Exactly. Little Rod Stewart, are we playing?
Yes.
Sure. What song is it playing?
Oh, there we go. This is so well today.
We're playing Maggie May by Rod Stewart.
Maggie May by Rod Stewart. Great song.
It's not a great song.
Thank you.
So, Arkeef, we've worked together a short period of time, but you have got the Tartar Wanderer in you, where we look around and you're just gone, you know? You that in the short time that we worked together?
Nah, since I was a kid, I've been wandering off to places. I don't like to stay in one place. My mind just travels, so I go with it.
Traveler.
So I have to work with that. Yeah. Both of them wandering off. I have to work with that.
I'm sorry. I see one thing and it catches my eye, and I got to go see what it is. Especially bright colors.
So today, I reached out to a plethora of listeners out there. And ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
And they
so upset. There's a cowbell here.
See Sean shaking his head.
I'm going to throw that in front of a Blacksburg Transit bus.
And the reason why I don't leave the cowbell in the station, because it would disappear and I would never find it again. But so I had a lot of people that gave me songs to play for this show came in today, and we had to go to our backup plan because some of the equipment didn't work to play off the computer. So our RAD program here, Jade, are you familiar with the RAD program? We're going to get you up to speed. So maybe during the summertime, we do offer it to faculty staff. So the summertime, you could take it with us with other faculty staff members. What about this RAD program, Arkeef?
You can register online at police.vt.edu under programs. We are currently registering for spring 2017 classes. Classes are normally instructed from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Dietrich Rollo Center office. RAD class involves one night a week for 4 weeks that you must attend to complete the class. The first night involves a classroom PowerPoint focused on crime prevention reduction methods. The next two nights involve blocking, striking, kicking, ground defense, choke hold defense, and bag work. And the last night involves dynamic simulations or kicking and striking police officers without being arrested.
And Arkeef, you've been helping us out with some of the RAD classes, but yep. Tell them where you're headed to soon.
I'm headed to Tennessee, even though that wasn't my first choice. I wanted to go to California.
To California, Hawaii.
I wanted to go to California or Hawaii, but they denied me. But I'll be going to Tennessee for training next week, and it should be a fun experience. I think Kenny and Tarta went to Tennessee also.
I did actually. Yeah. John took his here. Yeah, correct. At Virginia Tech. So. So do we want to go back up here to Guest's Corner? And I don't think we talked to y'all about number four. So tell us about the communities that you serve and that you live in, because you live on campus. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I live in Vauder. No, I live in Newman, but I serve Vauder and Newman. My main office is in Vauder. Both co-ed buildings, about 300 students each. Newman has a lot of international students. We have a lot of international student population there, which makes it fun and interesting to get to interact with them on a daily basis. I have a dog that lives with me as well in Newman. Usually they want me to take her everywhere in Vauder, but you know, with this new pet policy, we can't really just bring her around. So yeah, I'm kind of sad about that, but we're still enjoying her presence.
Well, and Nick, what about you? What about your experience in your community?
So I sadly do not have a pet. I did not get in on that train. But I'm actually right across the President's Quad in Behringer and Miles. I live in Behringer, and my primary office is in Miles. Both buildings have about 225 residents. The interesting thing with Behringer and Miles is that the community is all male. So leads to a lot of fun conversations, interesting dynamic, things the guys do in the buildings, always keeps things entertaining, to say the least. So yeah, it's a great community, and I've been there for this is my second year now.
Third, I don't think you know, but you know, Nick, Tracy, and I, we like to call ourselves the Press Quad Grads.
The what?
Press Quad Grads.
And so where do y'all see? I know where you're going to be next year. Have any clue? Any idea? You still going to be? This is a 2-year program usually for ARLCs.
Yeah.
So we are currently about to start at some point in the very near future the job search. So yeah, we both graduate in May, and then I personally am looking to hopefully go to the DC area to work at a private university again in Res Lyre.
I don't have a specific area that I would like to stay in. I'm pretty open to any area. But yeah, soon we have to start searching for jobs. It's going to be a bittersweet time.
That's the way engineer Sean feels about the whole experience. if he could stay with the Rollo Nation radio show forever, he would do that.
I think both of them are bad. I don't like searching for jobs, but I don't want to stay with you guys forever. I'm trying to find my replacement.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. You know, we might have to keep it around.
Yeah, nobody else wants to come on the radio and trash talk you guys for an hour and a half. They're scared of you for some reason.
Oh, ridiculous. Number five. Question number five. What is the difference between an RLC and a ARLC? And Res Life is all about these
acronyms.
You know, the Kubo, all these different things. So tell us the difference between those two.
So basically, there's not much of a difference between an RLC and an ARLC, except an ARLC, we're obviously graduate students. We work, or supposed to work, less hours than the professional staff members, which are the RLCs. So they have a bit more of a responsibility and oversight of communities, whereas ARLCs usually, for the most part, oversee one building, a smaller building. Or at least that's how it's been, except this year Nick and I have two buildings, which has been a lot of fun. It's been a challenge, but it's been a really good experience. But I think that's the main difference. They're full professional staff members, have their master's degree, and we are graduate students working towards the same master's degree.
Now, did that change this year? Did they add the two buildings to one ARLC? Was that not the way it was in the past?
Just with staffing changes for full-time professional staff members, they had to make some adjustments, and so Jade and I, we both love a challenge, so we quickly stepped up, and different this year, changes every year just based on staffing needs and the grad students that are in place. So.
Right. Might I say, y'all have done a fantastic job.
Thanks, so. Kenny. Thank
you. Beautiful.
I would say it was adequate job, but sorry. Engineer Sean, what's the next song we have on the
I don't list? Even know anymore. It's not. We're playing The Cars, and I think it's a song called Shake It Up. It's not Shake It Off. It's Shake It Up.
Shake It Up.
Shake It Up. Yeah, we're playing Shake It Up by The Cars, so this will be interesting.
Shake it up.
Every 2 seconds, a person in the United States needs blood. Do your part by giving blood at your local Red Cross blood drive. One donation can help save the lives of 3 human beings. Visit redcrossblood.org for more information and to find a blood drive near you.
Got some feedback. Hilton Head, South Carolina is listening to the Rolo Nation radio show. Also, Denise Lincolnhooker was dancing around her office listening to the car shaking it up. So she was shaking up her office.
Did anybody get video of that?
Oh, we were going to have video.
Okay.
Kenny, the Students Police Academy, we're finished with that. We're going to have another one in the spring, and then we have one during the summertime for faculty staff. What's that about?
So the Virginia Tech Police Academy is a 7-week program on Mondays and Wednesdays from 6 to 8:30 p.m. It's at our public safety building. Class members will be allowed to drive a police car with blue lights and siren through a cone course, attend a firearms safety presentation, fire a plethora of firearms at our off-campus firing range, observe a mock DUI arrest, intoxilizer DUI process, the magistrate's process, jail tour, a canine unit demonstration, crime scene investigation process, and a cornucopia of other topics. You did that on purpose, Johnson, so we have to ring the cowbell that much. We offer one Students Police Academy per semester and one summer faculty staff police academy, and you can register online at police.vt.edu.
Well, so for the November birthdays corner, since we're about to get into December, we're going to mention most of these people have already had their birthdays, but we're going to do a shout out so maybe you can wish them a belated happy birthday, like our Keith is probably going to need to do for our Sergeant Gallimore. Go ahead, Jake.
So, November birthdays: Courtney Cope, Daniel Hardy, Tom Gallimore, David Worley, Terry Allen, and Charles Ratcliffe. Happy birthday.
Tartar, you've missed the most important November birthday.
Oh, would that be your birthday?
Yes, it would be.
What day was that?
November 24th. It was Thanksgiving this year.
Happy birthday. You know what, Sean? Extra cowbell for your birthday.
And did you get to eat well on your birthday since it was the same day?
I did. I actually cooked Thanksgiving dinner, which was also my birthday dinner this year.
Oh,
so that was fun.
Did you stay in the Berg or did you go to the Smithfield?
I went to Smithfield. I had to ride a certain bus line for 9 hours Saturday morning at 1:55 a.m.
You know, living in Smithfield, do they give all the residents free hams? Is that how that works?
No. No.
It doesn't work that
no.
way.
They don't even get the benefit from any kind of tax
You
break,
could,
do
like,
it?
Maybe, like, stand on the side of the road and wait for one to fall off the truck, I guess.
Arkeith, since you're back, you know, you've been all over the place today. Our RA Spotlight of the Corner. This would be...
Of the Corner.
Week. Our RA Spotlight of the... Can I get a cowbell? And this is, I believe, the second one we picked so far. So this week, we took a break. So we didn't have one last week. We're going to have one this week. So
just the second one?
Share a little bit about...
Yes. This past week... Well, let me start from the beginning. Sorry. Rolo Nation Resident Advisor of the Week is Cochran's RA, Jada McFadden. This past week, Jada impressed us so much with her commitment as an RA and the relationship she builds with her residents. Outstanding work, Jada. In her own words... Being an RA has truly been an eye-opening experience. I have learned a lot about myself and have become more confident in my leadership style. My favorite part about being an RA is seeing the growth within my all. I love seeing all my residents step out of their comfort zone and try new things. I love to see all of the different organizations they have gotten involved with and how it has impacted the VT experience. Even though sometimes I get overwhelmed with my job, I would not trade this job for anything else. I would not want to live out of prison and any other way. This is my first year as an RA and I can't wait to continue my career for the rest of my undergraduate experience. Shout out to my residents for being the absolute best and making my first semester as an RA one that I will never forget. And as always, go Hokies.
And we had the occasion to see her in action in Cochran Hall about a week and a half ago. We were helping move the situation around and she was awesome.
She was also there for the blue light special.
Yeah. Was she there at the blue light?
Yeah. She was there the whole time with us.
Oh, that's
I will say, just to show my age, I thought that /O, I didn't really understand what that meant. I thought it was like security officer or something.
I had to think about it because I was like, it, so. I'm about to say S/O to my residence.
Oh, look how bad. So before we go to our next song, Kenny, this, you know, we've talked about it over and over again about calling, how you can call the police here at Virginia Tech.
So you can contact the regional New River Valley Dispatch Center. That's where it will be directed if you call 911. We've been in that joint center since July of 2016. Serves all agencies in Montgomery County, including fire and rescue. If you want to call the non-emergency number at that same location, the number is 540-382-4343. And you can ask to have a police officer respond to your location for a non-emergency purpose, or security officer to respond for an office lockout, car lockout, jump start, things like that. So,
Jay, you picked out Guns and the Roses to play. Did you pick out the song or just the album?
I did pick up the song.
Okay. How many albums did the WooVit have in their cornucopia of record stacks?
Now, hang on. I see where this is going, and I don't enjoy that.
Did you find one?
I only found one.
So, what if a listener's out there and they have a plethora of Guns N' Roses albums that they want to get rid of? How would they get rid of those? They can call Engineer Sean to donate them to the WooVit. Is that correct?
Sure, but we had one vinyl record. You guys are doing vinyl today because I guess the chief came in and... Was he the chief? Yeah, the chief came in and bit you with the vinyl bug. I didn't check the CDs. We might have more Guns N' Roses CDs.
We'll talk about it during the song.
It's very difficult to do all of this stuff for you and then run and find records when you don't know where to look.
Cowbell?
Thank you.
You're listening to WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg, and this is Rollo Radio for another 30 minutes.
30 minutes of pure cornucopia pleasure. Is that better? That doesn't make sense, does it? Ken Ball, let's go to Arkeith. Arkeith, you've been skipping out on us on the show a little bit. Pokey's Sports Corner. Did you work the game the other night with me?
I did.
I noticed you didn't eat lunch with me, so I was a little upset about that. But
well, you got to blame somebody else for that.
What about the sports this week?
The sports have been great this week. Awesome work for the VT women's basketball team, who won last night over Tennessee. They are now 6-0 with new coach Kenny Brooks. We are very excited that the VT will be playing for the ACC Championship on Saturday. We also want to point out how great some of the other Hokie teams are doing. Men's basketball finished third at the Woodland Legacy Tournament in California over the weekend and currently standing at 5-1. The women's basketball team looked excellent in their win over number 17 Tennessee last night to move to 6-0 and should get attention from the NCAA rankings this week. Hokie wrestlers are ranked number 6 in the nation. Men's soccer team upset number 7 Indiana to grab his spot in the NCAA Elite 8. All in all, the Hokies are doing really well.
I'm in agreement with that. They are doing fantastic in all sports.
So would you say, Arkeith and Kenny, that the Hokies rock?
Yeah, I saw that on there.
That you skipped over it. You know, the chief wants to talk to you later about why you skipped that part.
Sorry.
we'll work on that. But a lot of great sports are going on here. I think, Kenny, anything about your experience this week with sports?
Like on the field at the game? Or?
Yeah, did you catch a ball? You know, Arkeith, one of the games, he had the opportunity. He was staying up.
No, there was one that came close to me on the sideline, but I didn't have it.